Oh, speaking of hard to stomach, guess what time it is now?
Rod's Ranch.
Rod's Rants.
Oh boy, please tell me you're not gonna sing again.
La 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 la, you suck. La 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 la, learn, learn to act. I can't believe I am watching this. La 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 la, you suck. La 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 la, porn stash on my TV. What the hell am I watching now?
All right, everyone on the set. Cameras, try to stay fucking steady this time. Stop clipping the damn climax of every fucking scene. That shit isn't working. John, seriously, if you jump another fucking cue, I will cut you. And Nick, you just keep doing blow and pretend you're talking to an invisible kitten, because honestly, those are our best fucking shots.
May your balls be eaten off by angry chiggers while you're being drowned in the feces of 1,000 fat women. And if your wife wants to know what real talent is, tell her to come see me tonight.
Superman takes a cock in the mouth. It doesn't get funnier than that.
If I was getting fucked in the ear by John Holm while he sang I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy in C minor, accompanied by Jensen Ackles playing the tuba, and Solid Snake in a Teletubby costume. Who the fuck is writing this shit? Oh yeah, that's me. This is what happens when you jerk off a Michelin man made of ecstasy and acid pills.
You took a story more worn out than the honeypot of any six residents of Amsterdam's red light district.
Okay, I promised I would say something good, so... Puppies. Puppies are good.
Drawn out like a pedo cock at a brownie fundraiser. I can't explain why I like it, but I do. It's like when your girlfriend uses her pinky at the end of a hot session of down and dirty pig sex. You just can't figure it out why, but you like it.
And a final piece of the piss me off puzzle.
And by roller coaster, I mean this movie has more ups and downs than my ex-wife in a Chicago crack house. Fuck you, snooty award shows. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Go take an acid-covered dildo in the glory hole. So fuck you, Fox. Fuck you, network TV. Fuck you, talent-hating universe. I am the motherfucking patron of all media. I am the wizard of cult phenomena. I am the goddamn Joss Whedon. And Dr. Horrible is proof that I don't need you lip-dicked, pussified, anal-protective skid stains.
Hearing Sean Connery say, "What is haggis?" made me want to grow out my own goddamn scrotum with a salt-cured kite string.
I don't know if this is the result of the most amazing writing, filmography, direction, and acting combination Hollywood has ever spewed forth, or the result of a 3-day acid and ecstasy bender involving the Jefferson Starship. Who the fuck is with me? Personally, I liked it for what it was, but I could get the same effect by binging on ephedrine and yellow sunshine with David Bowie, Tim Curry, and a couple of Uzis. It is time for Rod's Rants. This is the only children's movie that made a whole generation of women wet in the honeypot. Beth, I hear you calling, but I'm doing your mom right now. I'll get to you in a minute, because my dick just won't stay down. Damn you to hell for disturbing my entire generation with David Bowie's tube sock clad cock. This has been a four-way Rod's Rants, which is just awesome. Thank you, Jim Henson, for a Hunter S. Thompson-level acid trip induced by an overdose on David Bowie's cock. Fuck it, let's chilly down. Well, fuck me gently with a thunderhammer. Androgyny, marshmallow man, bestiality, bullshit science, Rick Moranis, fucked up librarians, portable nuclear accelerators, tons of white goo, human sacrifices, dogs, cats living together, mass hysteria, and God, why do I like this movie? Fuck it, I'm out. Badass of badassery. The Duke of Domination. The effigy of all things manly.
I just have to say, why is the only believable blood in this film on Nick Cage's lip? Did he forget to wipe it off when he was done with her?
I ate a frost giant with some fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti.
Calm down, Scully. I'm not done yet.
That's right. I'll clean these floors. But I'm going to be a big-time gangster that gets his nuts blown off by John McFucking Clane. Seriously, why is it no one can make a film about racial unity without having more racial slurs than I can string together in any five rants? Wop, jap, slanty eye, and nippinese, whatever the hell that means.
Of a psychopath with severe narcissistic tendencies and a penchant for doing stupid shit that probably should have gotten him killed.
We have a green slimy thing, could be the ghost of John Belushi, could be the ghost of my nutsack, either way it eats a shit ton. So let's take this German gun bukkake and burn the motherfucker to the ground. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! I fucking love it, and if you don't, then you can bend down, pucker up, and Aaron go bra my Irish ass. Screw it, I'm gonna go watch it again, and this time I will be playing with my willy. Pleasantly surprised by the glowing, sensational, but yet still fecal outcome.
May God have mercy on your soul, because the film critics will not.
But for those of us who can enjoy the little things of life, hire a gigolo to fuck your wife, sleep with a hot con artist, manufacture some chemicals, take some Special K, and... Son of a bitch, this really is my biography, isn't it? Bowser kidnaps Princess. Link finds Master Sword. Steve finds Redstone. Azeroth is saved. There, that's better.
And on top of everything, there's Sparky fucking Mark, and the fucking cop that arrested him as a fucking kid. Fuck this fucking movie, it's so fucking good. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's fucking rants. Fuck.
I have to be one drunk Irish fuck to stomach any more of this. And podcasters we shall be, for thee, buffers, for thee. And power hath descended forth from our tongues, so that thy cocks may stiffly carry out thy cement. So we shall buff a movie forth to thee, and spewing with fun shall it ever be. In vino veritas, in vino libertas.
Seriously, these people are no better than the no-account 20-something-year-olds that are still living on daddy's dime, thinking they are edgy because they listen to Dio and get Asian words that don't mean a damn thing tattooed onto their ass. So, if in the next few minutes I don't see naked people or blowing shit up, then I'm gonna get naked and blow shit up myself.
Let us fuck.
Wow, I cannot believe you said that.
Now go 5-star my podcast. It's the one that says bad motherfucker in the description.
Nice.